Oh, that went on forever. Soft rock, AOR, yacht rock, whatever you want to call it, from the Divine Light Mission. You are my savior. Before that, you are my perfect master. From a cassette entitled, You Are My Everything. Do you see a running theme here? We're going to end things with the darkest stuff of the night. At a certain point in the 90s, the Church of Scientology decided they were going to release swing jazz, like big band swing jazz music. So they developed an in-house group called the Jive Aces. And this is some really awful stuff. It even has a lot of the verbiage of David Miscavige / L. Ron Hubbard. This is the music of Mind Control on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Horrible, horrible swing jazz from the Church of Scientology, mid-1990s.
Think for yourself. You gotta think for yourself. What makes a man stand out in a crowd? Hailed a hero by voices aloud. It's not his good looks or the way that he stands. It's because he can question and make his own plans. You gotta start to think for yourself. Think for yourself, don't be a fool. If you wanna swing, you gotta do your own thing. Think for yourself, you wanna be cool. Just got to think for yourself. Be individual, make up your own mind. Don't be a sheep, follow behind. Every great artist and leader of men didn't just follow, they started the trend. You gotta start to think for yourself. If you wanna swing, you gotta do your own thing. Think for yourself, if you wanna be cool. Just got to think for yourself. Think for yourself, don't be a fool. If you wanna swing, you gotta do your own thing. Think for yourself, if you wanna be cool. Just got to think for yourself. Don't let others teach you how to live. There's a lot more life that you can give. If you look around you and see what you see, you can start to be what you wanted to be. Think for yourself, don't be a fool. If you wanna swing, you gotta do your own thing. Think for yourself, if you wanna be cool, just got to think for yourself. Swing, you gotta do your own thing. Think for yourself if you want to be cool, just got to think for yourself. Thank you.
It's a great way to start off the program, don't you think so? Yeah, I can hear you. I can imagine that you're applauding out there. This is Courtney, the old codger. That was Horace Henderson. He's Fletcher's brother. And his orchestra with Kitty on Toast. Meow, meow, meow. Didn't think I could do a passable cat impression, did you? The Howard McGee Sextet opened up the program with Up in Dodo's Room. Dodo is Dodo Marmarosa, the great jazz piano player. So look, I'm here until 8 o'clock. And, you know, here at the Old Codger Show, we play 78 RPM records. And I give you my opinions. People, listeners sometimes, they ask me my opinions on current affairs and matters of great topical interest. As if my outlook matters on current issues of great topical interest. Well, I feel it's important to let people know where I stand on these issues, even if I have to lie about it, which is my customary approach. Because if people are asking me for my opinion about the latest kerfuffle, these people are confused, and I have no sympathy for them. I feel a moral obligation to mislead them. I can give them just enough misinformation, expressed with convincing but fake earnestness, and it'll walk away with a sense of clarity until later, when reality swats them into push, and that leaves them more confused than before. That's my job. Anyway, so look, you and I, if we meet, we don't know each other, we meet on the street or on a bus. I take buses a lot. Or in a diner or at the hardware store or at a 78 RPM record shop. Feel free to approach me about my opinions on local, national, and global matters. I'm always delighted to take an impassioned stand on things that I first heard about 3 minutes ago. See, the fact of the matter, the real news here on this show is that whatever it is that worries your pretty little head, I probably don't care much. I'm usually inclined to pull what you call your leg. And if you're standing on a rug, I'll pull that out from under you. Oops! You got to be careful around my empty opinions. They're like a hole in the ground. There's nothing in it, but it can break your leg. I mean, just suppose, I don't know, topical interest issues, or you want to know what's going on in China. Well, I have some advice for you. Call China. It's long distance, but they usually pick up. I sell my Annette Hanshaw 78 to suckers in China. Gotta remove those awful platters from the American mainland. Yeah, that's what I say, since you care what I say. That's my opinion. I hope it gives you a false sense of clarity and it triggers some cognitive dissonance. Now look, let's move on with the program here. Enough about my opinions, which I know you all care about. You know, Gus Bodenheim was not on the program last week. Well, he was, but it was an old commercial. So I told him, I think he had bad excuses for not showing up last week. We need the advertisements, the commercials, to pay the bills around here. So I told Gus Bodenheim, I said, look, if he does not deliver a new commercial announcement for today's program, I told him that he'll be suspended from WFMU, from the airwaves, for 7 days. But he is here. That's right, he came through. So Gus is here. He's over there. Can't see him, but he's in the announcer's booth. So let's hear from him. This important announcement from Gus Bodenheim on the Old Codger Show.
Gus Bodenheim here, happy to announce that the expanded Old Codger News Network, OCNN Plus, is off and running with exciting original programming, including our continuing series of infocational docu-featurettes commemorating Bodenheim History Month. Learn about the fascinating lives of more Bodenheims than you can shake a subpoena at. Curly Joe Bodenheim, backbench member of the 14 Nudges, inarguably filmdom's most unwieldy comedy team, remembered, if at all, for his catchphrase, "Hey, quit it, guys, that really hurts." Dwayne The Rock Bodenheim, whose early acclaim as pro wrestling's premier eye-gouging heel led to cinema stardom as the face of features like Marvel's Bartleby the Scrivener 2.
I would prefer not
Hans Christian Bodenheim, the Prune Danish, responsible for caustic children's works such as The Ugly Hamster, The Stupid Pigeon, The Smelly Poor Person, and The Shoemaker Who'll Never Amount to Anything. Andrew Dice Bodenheim, a stand-up comic famed for vulgar rewrites of famous poems.
So much depends upon a red dildo. Quoth the raven, "F*** you, whore."
His act proved so controversial that Pope John Paul II tore up his photo during an Easter Mass at St. Peter's. Failed Supreme Court nominee Ruth Gader Bodenheim, known as the notorious RGB by CMYK supporters. Her hopes for a Supreme Court confirmation were dashed when, asked about her opinion on Roe versus Wade, replied, "Well, that would depend on how far one is from shore." Come enjoy all this and more on OCNN+. Sign up now because Bodenheim History Month can't last all year. Can it? I'm Gus Bodenheim. We'll be right back.
Cold frog wants to marry the bullfrog's daughter, but he don't take a bath as often as he ought to. He's a fishy little thing. He's a fishy little thing. He may look suspicious, but he's a fishy little thing. Catfish said to the big fat trout, if you don't think I'm a wiggler, just try me out. I'm a fishy little thing. I'm a fishy little thing. I may look suspicious, but I'm a fishy little thing. Snake said to the bird, come and be my bow. Bird said, oh no, I've heard that jive before. Oh, you fishy little thing. Oh, you fishy little thing. You may look suspicious, but you're a fishy little thing. Catfish will have kittens, I'll tell you, Jim, when our tomcat learns how to swim. He's a fishy little thing. He's a fishy little thing. He may look suspicious, but he's a fishy little thing. Eel saw the worm and she began to squirm. Said, do it, Miss B, cause you my worm. You's a fishy little thing. You's a fishy little thing. You may look suspicious, but you's a fishy little thing. Shark told the whale, don't you look so happy, cause you're too big for me and so is your pappy. I'm a fishy little thing. I'm a fishy little thing. I may look suspicious, but I'm a fishy little thing. Jellyfish said to the codfish one time, don't you wish your jelly was fat like mine? You the fishy little thing. You the fishy little thing. You may look suspicious, but you the fishy little thing. Popeye the mullet said to the heron one day, tell me, hot mama, what make you smell that away? You the fishy little thing. You the fishy little thing. You may look suspicious, but you the fishy little thing.
Some fine music there. That was Swan and Lee and Fishy Little Thing. Fats Waller before that at the pipe organ with Lonesome Road. Andrew Ayona and his Novelty Four. The style of Bix Beiderbecke with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra is what it sounded like. It was called That Lovin' Hula. And Bud Powers Modernists did Whale. An old Blue Note 78. So look, this is Courtney, the old codger on WFMU. Now look, get ready for breaking news. I wish I had some sort of a dramatic fanfare for the breaking news I'm about to release. This is for the fans of WFMU. There's probably a few of you out there listening to the show. This, what I'm about to say is going to be a shocker. It's about the staff and what the management is trying to do to them. Now, when I refer to the management, it's Ken Friedman and Michelle, the lady who insists that there's only one L in her name. Well, they plan to institute some radical policies here. They're drawing up a manifesto that's going to lay out their strategy to control the staff in their whole lives. The manifesto, I have a copy of it right here. It's called Work, Pray, Mumble. Because that's what the DJs do, they mumble. This manifesto has not yet been circulated among the staff. It's a work in progress. It's a draft. But there's a whistleblower. That's right. There's a whistleblower. Now, he asked me to remain, he wanted to remain nameless. But I think he deserves credit, so I'm going to name him. It's Mark Hurst. He's a guy who does a show on Monday. It's called Tick-Tock Tonic or something. And Mark Hurst... He's, this is news. He's brought me. I guess he's a descendant of the great newspaper mogul William Randolph Hearst. It's very possible that they're related. Anyway, he deserves credit. This whistleblower, Mark, he passed along a draft of this dystopian plan, and it's alarming. It's clear that what Ken and Michelle, with one L, are trying to do they're trying to enforce a cult-like devotion among the staff. To them. That's right. They're attempting to supply all material well-being and spiritual needs to the DJs. They want to tear the DJs from their families and from their outside communities. Everything is going to be internal. So Michelle, with one L, she has a new administrative title. She refers to herself as the chief harmonizer. She wants to bring harmony to all the DJ lives, whether they want it or not. That means she wants to turn them into zombies, to replace their individual identities with a collective subordination. It's corporate authoritarianism at its worst. So what are they doing? You're probably going to wonder what their big plans. Ken and Michelle, they're setting up staff dormitories. Paid for with listener donations. Your donations, if you donated. So where are they going to set up these dormitories? Well, let me tell you. This is according to the whistleblower, Mark. A few years ago, you may remember, the station needed money. They had to pay off the loan sharks and maintain the supply of recreational drugs for the hippies on the staff. So they had a parking lot out in the backyard, and they sold it for a lot of loot. Well, then things got really weird. You probably didn't hear about this because they didn't talk about it on the radio, and it wasn't in the newspapers, but station manager Ken Freeman started going around Jersey City buying other parking lots, and he was trying to sell them for a quick buck. That's right, quick turnover. He was buying up all these parking lots, but he wasn't getting profitable offers on them. So he bought all these parking lots. He ended up selling many of them at a loss. He gave one away as part of an extortion payoff. Eventually, this whole situation got so out of hand, Ken purchased a parking lot in Albuquerque, and he tried to sell it, but he got no takers. That's when the radio station board of directors stepped in and demanded that Ken stop trying to flip parking lots. Well, times change. That was a few years ago, right? Well, listener donations were abundant in recent years. Oh, they're swimming in money here at WFMU. It created a net surplus. So, that parking lot behind the station that they sold to some scummy developers a few years ago, well, WFMU bought it back. That's right. They paid for it. So now they're constructing a 10-story dormitory for staff. It'll be a total community. They want the staff to come and never leave. A work and play and sleep space. There'll be communal games and rituals. Oh, there's going to be hot tubs where the DJs will relax with each other, naked. That's right. It's in the proposal. They plan to set up a cafeteria where all the DJs must eat their meals together. They're building dedicated meditation chambers. It'll be incense. Ugh, that's stinky stuff. Discharged through a centralized ventilation system. They want marriages between staffers. It's going to be encouraged and arranged. Matt, because management wants them, again, that's Ken and Michelle. They want the staff to inbreed. That's right. They want them to interbreed to create a master race of superior DJs. Well, considering the gene pool they're drawing from, good luck with that. They're hiring this aging hippie. His name is Pemberton Spurtles. They want him to serve as a mentor to the younger DJs. He's a scoundrel. I've met him. I know him. He's got a lengthy rap sheet. His nickname is Mumbles, hence the reference in the title of the manifesto. So look, Ken and Michelle, they're trying to get WFMU registered as a religion in the state of New Jersey. And now that the news is out, that's right, you're hearing it here first. Thanks to Mark, that's right, the whistleblower, now that the news is out, there's going to be all kinds of scuttlebutt. That's right. There may be only one Ellen Michelle, but there's two in hell. That's right. So look, don't blame me for any of this. I'm just a messenger, the skeptic philosopher. I distance myself from these scalawags. Thank you.
What's the matter with you, Clarence? You're not playing with much pep today.
I don't feel good, Jimmy. I don't feel good.
You don't feel good?
No, I don't feel good, Jimmy.
What's the trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I was at a party last night, and I think somebody poisoned me. I ate about 5 pies, and I only ate about a dozen pig feet, and I think them pig feet must be kicking on me or something.
Oh, sure. Why don't you do something for it?
I'm going to, Jimmy, just soon as we get through rehearsing. I'm going to see a doctor.
You don't need no doctor.
How come I don't?
I got something for you right here in my left hip pocket.
Jimmy, I wish you'd let me have it.
Open your mouth.
Here it is.
Now stick out your tongue.
Here.
Now how did the proposition look to you?
Jimmy, I sure feel good. What kind of powders was that you put on my tongue, Jimmy?
Allen's footies.
Allen's footies? Great gracious, Jimmy, let's play the piano.
Thank you. did it, why don't we did it, why don't do 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 do? Oh, won't you please do something, honey? Oh, honey, I wonder why you act so funny when we should be making love. I'm willing, so willing, but nothing that you do seems thrilling. I look for your patent, but where am I getting? Why, there's the moon way up high. Here are you, and here am I. Oh, do, do, do something. Ain't been hugged, I ain't been kissed. Wanna see just what I missed. Oh, do, do, do something. Time and the place and the time I know. I got the park and the bench in the park and oh. Now other pairs are making haste. Just look at us, we're going to waste. So let's do, let's both do something. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. A hot tune like this when you're feeling blue and say you just try changing keys, it will drive all your blues away. Then you'll be doing something. Oh, won't you please do something?
Yeah, I'll do something. I'm going to talk. That's what I'm going to do. It's a mic break here. It's what's known in the business. It's called a mic break. Because I'm talking into a mic, and it's a break in the program. So that was the Sunshine Boys. And do something. Before that, Thor Jeterby Septet with Bix Idae. It was sort of a little homage to Big Spiderbeck. Clarence Williams, James P. Johnson, a great piano duet there on I Found a New Baby. And Tiny Grimes and Quartet, the Groovin' with Grimes. So this is Courtney T. Edison, the Old Codger. I'm here on WFMU every Tuesday from 7 to 8 o'clock playing 70 RPM records. Now look, I just want to say one more thing since you want my opinions and you want to know what's going on in my life. I'll share it with you. I'm waging a vendetta against this phone company. They're called Verizone, something like that. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Anyway, whatever happened to good old Ma Bell? I got on so well with her. We had a wonderful relationship. Oh, she was a saucy. She was a saucy one, Ma Bell. Anyway, this Verizone is sending me all this junk mail, and they're trying to, they call it upsell, to try to upsell me on their useless phone service. Like I need all these other features, right? So they gave me this toll-free number. I called the toll-free number to inquire. And they insisted, this is what they told me, okay, this Verizone. They say they insisted that the only way I could take advantage of their offers, their spectacular offers, was that I had to give up my original phone number. That's right, the same number that I've had since 1892. My phone number is 6. So anyway, I won't fall for that scam. I knew the guy who had phone number 5. He was my old buddy, Hector Firebottle. They promised Hector improved service. They said, only 50 cents a minute for long-distance calls, and less discounts on the weekends. Right. But they required him to give up his number, which Hector stupidly did. Then they turned around, and they gave his cherished phone number. He'd had the same number since 1889, was five. They gave his cherished phone number to the cretinous nephew of the guy who owned the bank that held Hector's mortgage. It was a tragedy. Oh, God, Hector hasn't been the same. Anyway, I'm not falling for that scam. So I still got the same phone number. If you need to reach me at home, just remember, I hope you wrote it down, because I'm not going to repeat it, okay? I'm not telling you again. I just said it a couple of minutes ago. You could have written it down. Maybe you did. Maybe you'll remember it if you got a good memory. Anyway, back to the music here on the O'Connor Radio Show on WFMU.
Rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children. Rain on my lawn. Didn't it? Yes, didn't it? You know it did, didn't it? Oh, oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Tell me, didn't it rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children? Rain on my lawn. Didn't it? Yes, didn't it? You know it did, didn't it? Oh, oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Nights, there was no land nowhere in sight. God sent a raven to bring the news. He hoisted his wings and away he flew. Just
I said it rained, you know it rained. Oh, how it rained, rain too long. Now it rained, rain all day, rain all night. Rain, rain, my rain.
It's raining too long. It rained all day, all night long. Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. You know it rained. Oh, I rain. God knows it rained. Rain, 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 children. Rain, oh my Lord.
Thank you.
This is Gus Bodenheim, and while most of you know me as the radio announcer of record, only the more erudite amongst you are aware of my reputation as an author's author. Words are important to me, so important I once killed a man for using the term anywho, or so it's been alleged. But in such acclaimed works as A Fistful of Chuck and the upcoming unexpurgated author's edit of Yes, That's My Rectum, I strove, as few have striven, to craft works of compelling cogency, whilst always remembering to entertain, to elicit a smile, or perhaps a tear, from all but the most moronic readers. Some of these have asked me, "Duh, how do you do it?" Well, one might as well ask a tree, "How do you set roots, grow leaves, convert sunlight to sustenance? How do you exhale fresh air? Give shelter to the weary bird or the bushy-tailed squirrel, hungry for the very acorns you extrude?" But unlike the tree, I can offer pointers, some of the basic concepts by which I think about starting out with at the beginning of a writing task. Let me share a few. When you were a school child, did you participate in something called show and tell? Well, I have a twist on that for you. Show, don't tell. Consider this sentence. Her dress was red. How's that? Unsatisfactory, eh? Now, if you show a picture of her in a red dress, there is no confusion. Lots of pictures, or what we in the profession call illustrations. Illustrations help the reader see what might otherwise be confusing to read and tedious to write. But what if you can't draw nor afford someone to do it for you? Well, one word. Use adjectives. Adjectives are the writer's paintbrush, tinting the most prosaic, run-of-the-mill cliché with vivid hues of vibrant color. They are your flavor, your music, prose-wise. Remember that more words cause the reader to linger, drinking in the image, the thought, the described action, bathing the mind's eye in the solid aroma of rich description. An example. James was an evil, nasty, unkind man, the kind of man that routinely acted in ways that were deliberately cruel. Now, how to improve this sentence? Well, I would simply add very. To wit, James was a very evil, nasty, unkind man, etc. Now, before I go, let me quickly address two hidebound bugbears of the craft. Have you ever heard anybody say, "First thought, best thought"? Not so fast. Think again, and maybe you'll reconsider. Likewise, some say less is more. If so, then is less and less increasingly more? And can we conclude that none is most? You see the dilemma. Eventually, there is no writing at all, and no writing means no paycheck for the writer. Because finally, always remember, the sweetest words you'll ever read are "Hey to the order of." Gus Bodenheim, your Del Barton bard, saying, Finn.
Hello there, Cat Juice Charlie.
Well, what do you say there, Pig Meat Pete? Boy, I got something to tell you.
Well, what is it?
Look here. I know your gal, Sally.
For short, I call her Hallie.
Boy, she dressed very well, I must confess. But this is how she looks at her best. Got arms like a blacksmith, shaped like a ham. Dumb as a mule from Alabama. Got a hump in her back, one cork leg. Walked on her neck just as big as an egg. Her hair's all out, teeth out too. Mouth like a bucket, her nose like a screw. Under slum jaw, and a gum chin.
Is you talking about my gal?
No, cause you's my friend. No, you know I couldn't talk about your gal.
No, indeed.
No, as long as I've been knowing you. No, I couldn't do nothing like that. But your gal keep the dirtiest house, anyone I know. Dirt pile knee deep up on her kitchen floor. Dishes piled up in the sink. Sheets on her bed is black as ink. Her bathtub done sprung a leak. She don't know it, and it's been a week. She thinks she look good to all the men.
Is you talking about my gal?
No, no, you's my friend. Man, I couldn't say nothing about your gal.
I don't see how you could.
No, y'all. I know your girl too well.
Yeah, I see you do.
Look here, but I got to tell you this here. Your gal's bow-legged, knock-kneed, wear 24 shoes. Look like a baboon in the zoo. Her head is big as a Georgia mule. And her mouth stretched open like a swimming pool. Big as an elephant, shaped like a seal. Rusty knees and ingrown heel. And think she look good to all the men.
Is you talking about my gal?
No, cause
you's my friend.
Boy, I couldn't say anything about your gal.
No, but you eat in my house.
No, your girl is a real disrespectable lady. And she's the stealingest woman I ever did see. She can steal the sugar out your coffee tea. Man, she went to church, stole the preacher's text, stole the deacon's overcoat and said, well, what's next? Her arm is long, also her hand, till she stuck him in the pocket of the sexton man. Stole glory, hallelujah, she reached that amen.
Is you talking about my gal?
No, cause you's my friend.
We're just going to wrap up the program. Fine style. That was Pig Meat Pete and Cat Juice Charlie. Now, that was a pseudonym for Kid Wesley Willis and Harry McDaniels. And they sang, "Use My Friend." Mears 10 Black Berries. That was actually Duke Ellington and his orchestra. They'd often record under a different name. We heard a sort of a test pressing of Black and Tan Fantasy from the UK. And Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Marie Knight sang Didn't It Rain. Okay, so this is Courtney. Now look, I understand that Maury, who usually comes up next, Maury has Maury's Coney Island. He's not here again this week. I'm getting a little worried. Maybe he's off on a romp. Who knows? Anyway, some guy, Greg, from Zone 5, will be filling in on Maury's Coney Island. But it's still called Maury's Coney Island. Now, I'll be back next week. This is Courtney the Old Codger. Stay tuned for Maury's Coney Island with Greg from Zone 5. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, Rockland County, at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Dwarfing the mightiest. Towering over the greatest.
You have seen great adventures. Now you're about to live one.
Hurtling through the universe. Rocketing towards terrifying dangers.
Climb aboard and enjoy the wildest, wackiest air safari of all time.
Destination unknown. Destiny unholy.
No woman can resist. No man can survive.
with the clash of sword against sword.
From the far corners of the earth to the far reaches of space.
Danger and treachery at every turn.
Moments that will live forever in your memory.
The death duel of the dinosaurs.
Underground Martian City.
Mortal combat in the blood-soaked arena.
The destructive might of incredible space rays.
Huge carnivorous man-eating plants.
The temple of the devil worshippers.
The battle of the gorillas.
The oracle of all knowledge.
The savage horrors of fearsome mutated beasts.
The infamous chamber of orgies.
The prophecy sealed in lightning.
A caveman looped in a modern home.
The beauties of Baghdad.
And a cast of thousands.
Jack Palance as Attila the Hun.
James Mason as Captain Nemo.
Betty Davis as Catherine the Great.
Orson Welles as Burundi.
Marlon Brando as Zapata.
Charlton Heston as Henry VIII.
Yul Brynner as Sultan.
Audrey Hepburn as Natasha.
Charles Coburn as Benjamin Franklin.
Frank Langella as Skeletor.
Donna Reed as Sacagawea.
Richard Green as Robin Hood.
Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra.
Jim Brown as Napoleon Jefferson.
And the queen of outer space is Zsa Zsa Gabor.
This is true. This is real. It's happening now, this very second.
Duck, you sucker.
We'll be right back.
prepared to pay a guide handsomely.
To lead you to the Forbidden Valley. No, not for all the gold in the world.